My name is Marie Pinkstone. I'm a speech and language therapist in the Cleft Palate team at Great Ormond Street. We form part of the North Thames Managed Clinical Network, so we cover all the patients within that area who are born with a cleft of the palate. We're obviously focused really on speech, language, communication and also some swallowing difficulties for patients. But my interest is very much in speech. And obviously, if you have a cleft, then you may be at risk of having some speech difficulties. Aidan, hi. I'm Marie, one of the speech and language therapists today, and we're ready when you are. Today we have an interesting clinic. This is our VPI, or velopharyngeal investigation clinic, and this is about patients coming in for speech assessment, which includes audio-video speech recordings. And what that shows is actually how the palate is working, how it's lifting and how it's closing against the back of the throat. Okay, Aidan, can I ask you to sit on that chair there for me? So what we're going to do is have a chat, maybe tell me about school and what you've been up to, and then I'm going to ask you to say some sentences after me. Is that okay? Yeah. Skills that we think are required if you're eliciting speech samples from children, I think you need to be able to modify your language to their level, be interested in what they have to say, and to really make them feel safe and confident in that setting, and really just to take their lead to a certain point. Right, Aidan, can I ask you now to count up to 20 for me nice and loudly? Easy. Off you go.
1, 2, 3, 4.
We use lots of games, lots of activities, obviously appropriate for the child. And we're using more electronic systems now. So if you're doing practicing homework, you might email it to the patient. So there's lots of different ways that we're really trying to make therapy fun.
Mary came home early.
The puppy is playing with a rope.
Puppy is playing with rope.
Bob is a baby boy.
Bob is a baby boy.
I saw Sam sitting on a bus.
I saw Sam sitting on a bus.
The advice that we would give to somebody coming here for the first time, maybe hadn't seen us before, or maybe were slightly daunted that it was Great Ormond Street, was really just to say it's us really informally having a good listen to their speech and just really wanting to just check that everything was okay. So it's very low key, and we always say there's no injections in speech and language therapy. And Laura will wear a yellow welly.
And Laura will wear a yellow welly.
I used to work with adults, but I now much prefer working with children to enable children to maximise their communication skills, their speech, I think is really paramount. And that's why I do what I do. Well done. Thank you very much indeed, Aidan. That's fantastic. So you can go and have some lunch, and then we'll see you a bit later on for the next part of your speech assessment later today. Okay.
It's past lunch.
It's past lunch, I know. Sorry, I forgot that bit. So maybe you can have a cup of tea.
Yep.
You've been listening to a podcast produced by Great Ormond Street Hospital in November 2010. If you've enjoyed listening to this, visit our website to hear more interviews from people who work here. This podcast does not constitute health or medical advice and will not necessarily reflect treatment at other hospitals. No liability can be taken as a result of using this information.